Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Saha Devyam Karabhavahai, Tejasvinavadhi Tamastu Mavidvishabhahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Alright, so start.
Okay, Vindarka, page 77, and third sentence down, bottom left.
Should I start?
Yeah.
Alright. Brahmano, Brahmano, Vayaha, Kopi, Nirdano, Shaktascha, Bhavet, Tasmai, Tana.
Dana.
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 Dana. Dana.
Yeah.
Dana. 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 Yes. Okay, so we have nine singular. Brahmana.
Brahmana.
Brahmana. And then we have nine singular for Abrahmana. So Brahman and not Brahman. Right?
Brahmana or...
Or not.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have...
A Brahman or a non-Brahman. A okay. Brahman or a non-Brahman.
And Va is or, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yaha is who or which in nominative singular, masculine nominative singular, and Kopi is anybody, anyone. Mm-hmm. And then we have Nirdanaha, which is... means poor,
mm-hmm.
Not in the singular, and ashaktaha, which is weak or unable,
mm-hmm.
Not in the singular, and then cha, bhavet is the potential third singular for pu, shall be or may be,
mm-hmm.
Tasmai is dative singular for tud, I think it's him, maybe
yeah.
Him here, and tanam, is wealth and the accusative singular. And datta is from da, third, gana, to give. Imperative second person plural, prasmaipada.
You took it as what?
I thought it was imperative second person plural.
Me too, yeah.
Me too.
It could be the third person dual, but. Which kind of could have worked, well, anyway, I took it.
No, it can't dual
it could have worked there.
Yeah. But the third person, imperative dual, I mean, imperative second person plural works really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So I said, a Brahman or not a Brahman, you must give wealth, you must give to him, anyone who may be poor and weak or poor and unable.
You got your yaha and tasmai there, right?
Yeah.
The relative. So you got.
Oh, okay.
And with the kopi, the yaha with kopi, it would mean like whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
But in speaking the correlative sense, right?
So
yaha kopi, whoever.
You must give to whoever is poor and weak or poor and unable.
Yeah, whether a brahmana or a whether a brahmana or not.
Mm-hmm.
He who is, whoever is poor or weak, poor and weak, the poor and the weak, whether brahmana or abrahmana, you all,
mm-hmm.
May you all give, because it's imperative, may you all, or you,
oh, okay.
Because it's there with a potential, you can use the potential sense,
okay.
You should give. Or you can say, may you give some money done to him, may you give money to him who is the poor and weak,
okay.
Whether brahmana or to whoever is poor and weak,
whether or not you're brahmana.
Whether brahmana or abrahmana, because that's very cultural, you know,
mm-hmm.
Where you don't pay attention to the caste,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether they're a shudra, whoever they are. If they're poor and weak, you should give.
You give to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
so it's whether the person who's poor is a Brahmana or not. Is that right?
Yeah, the poor whether Brahmana or a Brahmana.
I was taking it like, okay, I get it.
Because that's kind of the point.
Okay.
It's to anybody, not just Brahmanas.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll read it for us.
Okay.
Brahmano, 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 Brahmano.
Brahmano, Brahmano.
Vayat Kopi.
Vayat Kopi.
Nirdhano Shaktascha.
Nirdhano Shaktascha.
Bhavetasmai.
Bhavetasmai.
Dhanandata.
Dhanandata.
Rama Bharyam.
Rama. Aha. I'm just going to always correct you all on your shorts and longs.
Okay. What was it? What was
you
what?
Said Rama Bharyam.
Oh, Rama.
Yeah.
Bharyam. Jahahi. Jahi. Jahihi. 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 It's like a verbal workout. Tribri.
Trier. No, she's only going to be Trihi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trier.
Oh, Trier. Be. Shano Ravana Mupad Dishat.
Ravana.
Ravana Mupad Dishat. Dishat. That's the work of okay. Rama and it's a compound Bhadyam, wife of Rama. Janu Tapurus accused it. Jahahi. To abandon from Ha. I think that's, well, all of these three that are following, I don't know if this is correct. I thought they all were various forms of the second person imperative singular.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It was just so evil. Okay. Figure out what was going on. No. Okay, then Trihi is the adverb thrice or three times.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Bibhishana,
uh-huh.
Which is the nominative singular for the brother of Ravana.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Ravana again in the accusative here. And then Upadishat, which is third person singular imperfect, Parasmai Pada, he, she, or it taught or advised. Although it seems to be a stronger word than that. But
well, Upadish, we use it for teach.
Taught.
So he taught or advised, which is probably more appropriate in this.
Yeah. So I just had Vibhishana advise Ravana three times. Abandon the wife of Rama.
Exactly. I think this is right from the Ramayana.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know who told me that, but I might be wrong. I heard that from me. So.
You know, that's so weird. I don't know why I thought of this, but you know that in the Gospels or in the New Testament, there's this thing of the denial of Jesus
three times.
Something like that. Oh, about the three times, it sounds so
yeah.
Final. Like,
yeah.
Don't do this.
Exactly. Don't do this. Of course he did, but... Vibhishana was Ravana's advisor, Vibhishana. So Rama Bharyam.
Rama Bharyam.
Jahahi.
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 Jahihi.
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 Iti.
Iti.
Srir Vibhishanaha.
Srir Vibhishanaha.
Ravanam.
No.
Ravanam.
Ravanam.
Upadishat.
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 Good.
Yasmin. Yasmin. Should I say Yasmin?
No, I was almost
going to
read it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh my
God. Yasmin. Kanjahan. Alam Kritya. Varam. Oh gosh, what is that thing?
Wang U. Ahu.
Oh, Ahuya, Tasmai, Tam, Sadati, Sa, Brahmo, Vivaha, Ut, Tam, Palakaha.
Uttama.
Uttama. Oh, Uttama.
Palakaha.
Palakaha. Yasmin.
Yasmin.
Who or which in the locative singular? Kanyam is an unmarried girl in the accusative singular. Alam is an indeclinable, which is means enough.
Alankara is an ornament. An alankara. So alankara means to adorn.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. Let me just make a note of that.
But it's a gerund, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
To take that tough because it's a short vowel. So kritya.
I thought it was alam and kritya.
Oh, sure.
Can you see? And I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah.
So this means adorned.
Yeah, having adorned.
Having adorned.
And kanya means an unmarried girl while being just getting a bride.
Oh, okay. Because there is a groom in here, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm figuring this is about a bride and groom. Okay. Mm-hmm. So having adorned.
Let me make sure that I've always thought that, but now I'm going to look it up. Just like vadam also means a boon, but it also means
a bridegroom. Yeah.
Vadam is a bridegroom?
It's another meaning for vada.
I thought it was the indeclinable well. So I look crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like calling well?
Calling? It gives it as an adjective, meaning excellent, better than, and then as a masculine noun, desire, gift, or bridegroom.
You know, it doesn't mean a bride. It's just the word that's used for a bride, but it actually means, and
maiden,
that's the word that
like
you use.
Yeah, girl,
a married girl or daughter, mm-hmm. a girl 10 years old, a virgin, maiden, mm-hmm. a woman in general. But it's the word like kanya grahanam, taking a girl in marriage, mm-hmm. kanya dhanam, giving away a girl in marriage. Mm-hmm. So Nisakin kanya in reference mm-hmm. to that. That's why. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have Varamai, which I think is bridegroom here, and the accusative mm-hmm. singular. And then we have Ahuya, which I think is from who?
With awe, right?
With awe, to offer or sacrifice. And I think it's some kind of participle?
Same, it's a gerund.
Oh, it is
but
a gerund.
But now it just takes the ya because of the long u. If it's a short, if it ends in a short vowel, it'll take that ta.
Okay.
And become tia, but it's a long vowel.
Okay. So this is going to mean having offered?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you've got two gerunds there.
Yeah. So basically it's
having done this and having done that.
Having adorned. Okay. And then tatsmai is the dative singular, to or for that or him, which is probably going to be him. I don't have a translation.
Yeah, because Tom, that's my thing, go to the groom.
Yeah. And then Tom is for her.
Mm-hmm.
Accusative singular. And Dadati is the present third person singular, Parasmipada for Da.
It's not singular.
It's not singular.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get that?
Dadati?
Dadati.
Okay.
Oh.
Go to...
Well, I was just looking.
Go to page 83 in this thing.
Oh, I see.
We have to go to
I got it because it's Dadati if it's singular. So I just.
Go to 83.
Well, doesn't it decline? I mean, doesn't it conjugate similar?
Yeah, you're right. Go on page 83 in your little book. Yeah.
Okay.
You can see the whole declension. Dadati. Dattaha, dadati.
Yeah.
Dadasi, dattaha, dattaha, dadami.
I just misread.
Page 83. we're going to be going over this. This is a really important verb, obviously, to give. You know?
Yes.
So we'll spend some time on this verb when we go over.
I actually looked it up. I was looking in here under ta, but I just misread. I didn't catch that there was a long ah and a short ah.
Because
we're so used to the singular being ti anyway. So
that's right.
It's like a line went right to that.
And in the third gunner that we're doing.
I get the same thing.
Yeah
in the and third gunner, remember the nasal drops. For one ferrous mypid and not manipulative. And then there's a different way of formation, forming both jaw and ta. So we're going to have to look at that.
Okay, so they give.
Yeah.
And which makes more sense, because I couldn't come up with a translation. Saha is nominative singular, masculine for Ted. So, and I think that is meaning that.
Yeah.
I think it goes with the next few, which is Brahmo, which is Brahmaha. Jeez, I had such a hard time with that word. Nominative singular, which I think is like a Brahmin style marriage.
That's right, the Brahmaha Vivaha.
Okay.
There's a lot of different types of marriage.
And so all the next three are all nominative singular masculine. The next word, Uttama Palakaha, which is giving excellent results or of excellent results.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, basically we have everything. So, in the nominative, wait a minute here.
Remember, you've got yes men and saha. You've got the relative and correlative. So you're going to have to add a copulative, you know, an asti, sabramaha, vivahaha, uttama palakaha, asti. Remember that ukka affix often makes something into a hooperhi?
The ukka. Oh, you palakaha. Mean with palakaha.
Yeah.
It makes it into a
behuva. It can. You always have to look for that because sometimes it'll make things a lot more clear for you.
So tell me again how that would work here. So that does make this into a behuva he like.
I took it like this. Okay. That Brahma vivahaha, that type marriage is among Brahmins,
okay?
That marriage has good results.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or is an excellent result.
Yeah,
so
you would
basically, because that becomes an adjective then.
That's okay. Right. So if you say, is one of excellent results, we would say has.
Mm-hmm.
So that Brahma Vivaha has or did have excellent results.
Okay.
When or in which, you could even say yes men, it'd be that Brahma Vivaha in which, having ordained the young girl and having offered as an oblation the husband, they give her to him.
Oh, and they is referring to somebody.
The parent or whoever, yeah.
Sentence.
Yeah, because there's no plural anywhere.
Trying to
So the first part is kind of telling what's going on in that. So that Brahma in English you might say the Brahma Vivaha has excellent results. Right? That Brahma Vivaha gives excellent results or has excellent results. In which? That Brahma Vivaha in which they give the girl to him, having first adorned the girl and offered the bridegroom as an oblation. And so he must be offered in a sacrifice, you know. You're offering the bridegroom as an oblation in a puja to the Lord. You adorn the girl and then you offer the bridegroom as an oblation, maybe to her. I'm not sure of all the details of that wedding, but that's literally what it says.
Okay.
The Brahma Vivaha in which, having adorned the young girl and having offered as an oblation the bridegroom, they give her to him. That Brahma Vivaha has excellent results. That's how I took it. Did you see something else, Virginia?
No, that's how I had. I mean, I got confused I just got confused on the verb who
fidelity.
At first I thought that vadam was an indeclinable that meant well. I looked it up. And so I thought I didn't, and then I somehow, I don't know where I got this. I think I had the word, I had the wrong root. I had the verb kve, which means to call. Somehow I got that being the gerund and thinking after calling well. Or somehow I thought that it meant like after calling properly, or I don't know, in my mind I thought it meant like, never mind. It was so off. I didn't get the word sacrifice. I went through that whole thing
with hue also.
Yeah.
But I think it's actually ahu. They're using hu, I think.
I'm sure you're right, because it makes sense if you take it as a bridegroom. I didn't
understand. Oh, I see.
I didn't understand, because I took it as the adverb well, because I didn't realize it meant bridegroom.
Okay, but this is important. That's why these two sentences are tricky. Like, bottom can be an indeclinable. It can mean a boon.
Okay.
Right? Like a boon or a gift. It can also mean a bridegroom. Mm-hmm. So you have to, that's an important thing to know.
Yeah. What does it mean as an indeclinable?
Well.
Oh, okay. Like good and proper.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
All right.
That's not very common, but I've seen that because I've also looked at
the first meaning of it, but who knows,
And the other thing he's doing is to trick you is the dedity with sahan right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're going to think, oh, this immediately you think this is a third person.
Yeah, that was very, this person's very tricky.
Yeah, very tricky.
he wants you to know it well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and also just like letting us know what the pitfalls are for third guna. So we could see something like that and automatically think it's singular because of our conditioning.
Exactly.
We need to wake up and see that.
I even looked it up. I immediately thought, I know what that is.
You know, I went through this whole thing with Hui, exactly what you did. Let me just look something up here.
These are hard sentences.
Yeah, some of them were kind of tricky, right?
Right, okay.
You know, I still have a doubt about this off-way. I went there too.
What's off-way?
Off-way means to call or to summon.
And I found it in...
Where did you find it?
I don't have my book with me, but in
Mornier Williams?
No, Antoine.
Yeah.
I just looked it up, the root in Antoine.
Did you find it?
I saw it as a gerund, and I was like, this is it.
Did you see it as ahuya, as a gerund?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's why it made sense to me.
Yeah.
It's weird. I didn't bring it because I can't carry all this stuff anymore.
The
one that has the...
I know what you looked at.
That chart. I look at that all the time.
This one here?
Yeah, under class one.
Yeah. Was it in the small book? It might be.
No, it's in the big book. So it's number two.
Oh, here.
Could they be called? Here it is, page 182.
Okay.
Right in the third way down the page, about two thirds down the page, you could call. And then it says indeclinable past participle and
next. Ahuya.
Ahuya.
Ahuya. Okay.
So I didn't know it.
Well, why couldn't it be that?
Well, I don't.
Why couldn't it be to call?
Having ordained the bride and having called the
groom.
Groom.
Could it be both, though? With the one
I don't know. Now I'm wondering, am I wrong about
but
the...
But who would have to... What is who is the class three?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember. I'm just getting more confused.
So you were thinking it was a different verb. Is that what this is about?
But that, I thought it was a different verb, but I also thought the word vadam, I took it because I didn't know otherwise. I just saw it, and it said indeclinable, and it said well. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't go beyond that. I just mm-hmm. thought it meant that he called well. But now I know that it isn't. It really mm-hmm. is a bridegroom, but it might still be.
So you were thinking it was a class one verb?
Yes, there is a class one verb called chaveh, H-V.
Oh, okay.
That's the word.
Okay.
It's called
chwe. Chwe.
And then it, when it makes a gerund, it makes a similar gerund to
yeah.
one?
Yeah. When it makes a gerund, I saw it right there. It does.
Oh.
That, which is really weird.
Oh, okay.
Because it has an I in front of it.
Yeah. But this one, it just has an affix. It just has a affix.
And the who also just means to offer. You know what we have to do is...
How can it be the same gerund, though?
No, I don't think it would maybe be the same.
Here's who to offer.
What page is that on?
And that's on page 189.
Well, yours is on 182.
No, the word who is on 189.
Yeah, I know, but 182 is hui.
Yeah, 182.
And if you take, see, they give you both examples, hu twa and ahuya for hui.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Here they just give for who.
Hutwa.
And it should be then, but there's something, and you know, maybe let's just hold this until we go through, let me just look at one thing here.
Because you could say he gives her to him, right?
Yeah.
After calling the groom, he gives her
yeah.
to him.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking that you're right. That's what it is. Because when I was doing it, I went too fast, and I remember thinking about that, and then I didn't make a determination, and then I... Remember, I thought, oh, there's some unusual form to who, and it's ahu.
Well,
yeah.
What's confusing me now is when I look at this chart here for the indeclinable past participle, it says hutwa.
Uh-huh. Right.
I know, but that it's going to be different if it has a upasarga.
Okay.
So it would be ahutya.
Uh-huh.
Or if there's an unusual form that u could become u, but I'm starting to think that it's ahuya and just having called.
Why would it have a? I guess I don't understand these prefixes or whatever that are. Why would it have an a in front of a who?
Because it's upasarga. Just like if you have hui, if you say ahue, it's affecting the verb. Sometimes when you add the upasargas, it doesn't really change the meaning either. Sometimes it drastically changes the meaning. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it enhances. Sometimes it keeps the same meaning.
Okay.
You know? So you could have, and you can look it up in the dictionary. Ahwe, hue, ahwe, hu, ahu. It's also in the dictionary. But really, unless there's an unusual reason, ahu meaning to offer should just be ahutya.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be ahutya.
So I guess my question is whether the meaning of to call changes when you add the a in front of the huya.
I don't think it does. You can look it up in the dictionary, but I don't think so. It still means to summon or to call.
Oh, summon too. Okay.
Oh gosh, this thing is that. So much mold.
Good detective work, Virginia.
Yeah,
very
good.
Every book, I was so happy when I found something that matched. I was like, yes.
And I was thinking it was a kind of a potential participle.
381
more.
You know what? I thought, oh, it's a bull or a pig or a boar.
And I thought it was separate, you know, I thought it was who. Yeah. Making some kind of participle that I couldn't figure out.
See, now what you do here is you look up in the back in the index,
mm-hmm.
and you find who it tells you what page to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to that page and you just look at, they have every conceivable form.
Oh, wow.
And you just go through. You just go through and see if you can find.
We gotta order that. Well, if you order it, I'll pay you for it.
No, we have to buy it for me.
What?
I thought my parents sent me money.
Oh.
You're so sweet. You ever plan that you're going out today?
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah, come on,
there.
Come on, there.
Well, you haven't had a car.
I know. Okay, here it is. If we were using the indeclinable past participle for who? Ahutya.
Hutya.
Ahutya, short.
Hutya.
Ahutya, which is absolutely proper.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ahuya to call.
Okay.
From
oh, okay. Okay.
That's very good. Now, just to show you something, though, is that this root who does become, in some instances, who. Like, who becomes huyate in the passive.
Yeah.
Who becomes long becomes huyate. In the past passive participle, it becomes huta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just to confuse you a little bit.
Back and forth.
Yeah, but here, so we're going to take this as huya.
Summoning. Brahmo
Vivaha.
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 You've got to add the disorder there,
right? Vivaha. Vivaha.
Uttama Palakaha.
Uttama Palakaha.
Okay, good.
That's fine. This is a word that drove me crazy. I still don't think I get it. But Hari Charanayohu.
Oh, Charana are the feet, the 2 feet of Hari.
Oh. It's the 2 feet of Hari?
Hari?
I think so.
They say two bards.
Where is it in
the vocab list?
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh,
what does that mean? All over, I didn't even know. I do this all the time. I look all over and I don't like look in the book. Is it in there?
Yes. Well, yeah. No, maybe that's me. Well,
no, there is a bard thing in there.
Yeah, they have chara.
Chara,
yeah,
that's chara.
That's
the phrase
by the
bar. Chara means to go or to move.
Wander, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, chara.
And hari is man or
angel. Hari, like the Lord. Hari charanaho.
Okay.
Charanayoho.
So it's the 2 feet of the Lord?
Just the
Vishnu. Oh, yeah, it says foot.
Yeah.
I did look up charana.
Yeah.
I looked it up, it said foot hari or Vedic school. And then it said neuter noun, wandering. Ritual observance,
mm-hmm. All those, but here, you know, they're offering flowers, right, to the feet of Hari.
Oh. So that's the dual?
Charanaha or charanam, a foot, okay? Or it also means a support pillar prop, the root of a tree, the single line of a stanza, a quarter, blah, blah, blah. But here, Hari Charanaha is a foot. And then charanam can mean, and this is what I'm used to it meaning, moving, roaming, wandering, practicing, mm-hmm. conduct. Okay.
Yeah. But it's the lock, it's the genitive or locative dual, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay.
I think it's probably going to be low curve, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be ritual, though? Wouldn't that be for more appropriate?
The what?
Or are they throwing stuff at the feet? Okay,
anyway. At the feet, yes.
Okay.
Prakshipta means to, you know, We think of not throwing in the sense of throwing, but yeah, tossing.
Tossing.
Yeah.
Oh, at the feet. Okay.
At the feet of Hari.
Oh, okay. God. That's drawing crazy. All right. Okay. So Hari Charana Yoga Prakshiptaha Ayam. So Prakship is from Kship to throw classics. That's a PPP. It's modifying a nominative masculine noun. And then Ayam is this.
Ayam.
Ayam. Pushpanam. Pushpanam is genitive for flowers of the flowers. Anjalisi. And so Anjalisi is the nominative singular of the feminine noun Anjalihi. And it's joining the hands. And then Naha is...
Is it feminine? Because then you wouldn't have Prakshipta. Anjalihi.
Naha is from Asmat.
Yeah.
Of us, general plural, or for us. And then Kalyanam is could be a noun, or here it's used as a noun. No, wait a minute. No, it's, well, I think it's used as an adjective. But
why? Adjective to what?
Well, like, let us do what is beautiful or good.
Oh, let's just see how you do it.
Okay. But it could also be the neuter noun, the good, the virtue, merit, or prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And then vidatam is from vidat, which is, it's from the root daha, class 3, with the prefix vid, and it's the imperative third person singular of mane pada.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, let him. All right, so, what do I have? All right, well, I didn't get that first word. So that is, Zahari Charanayahu is upon the feet. So it's basically, okay, so the subject is, I think it's saying, let him do what is auspicious for us.
What's the nominative?
It must be the ritual of the casting of the flowers.
Well, I mean, just if you look at the pick out the nominative noun. What's the subject of the sentence here?
It has to be the throwing of the flowers. At the feet of Hadi.
Well, Anjali means what?
And this joining of the hands.
Well, Anjali is this.
Right.
Okay. Oh. This is full of flowers. Okay. Wow. So this Anjali of flowers. So imagine my hands like this with full of flowers. So this Anjali of flowers is tossed. So the subject is this Anjali of flowers.
Oh, okay.
Which is
this Anjali of flowers,
which is tossed
at the feet of Hadi.
Uh huh.
Is beautiful or lovely?
May that.
Or no, I'm sorry. May that
Anjali. May that Anjali of flowers
be auspicious or be blessed.
Produce vidhatam. May it produce kalyanam.
May it be blessed. Or may it be
good fortune.
You see, if I'm offering flowers to the feet of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
I want to get something back. I want prasad. So may this anjali of flowers tossed at the feet of Hari
mm-hmm.
give kalyanam to us. Give us kalyanam. Give blessings to us.
We'll say, may it do kalyanam.
Yeah, may it produce.
May it produce. Could you repeat
produce is not probably the best word, but we want it to result in that, right?
Can we just say, may it be auspicious or prosperous or something?
Well, you've got naha kalyanam, and you want to translate the verb, right?
Okay, maybe.
You want it to result, so there'd be. they have with Vidha to execute, to do, to command as in religious works. So you want it to result in, that's the prasad that you want to receive back.
So it's an, it is the, let it...
May the Anjali of flowers offered to the feet of the Lord produce kalyanam for us. Result in kalyanam. Kalyanam is used for, you know, blessings or what is auspicious or our welfare. Produce our welfare, result in our welfare. I would probably say, if I were doing it, I'd probably say result in our welfare.
Okay.
Or bless us. But once you go to bless us, that's true, but you're getting really loose in your translation.
Yeah. But so da means to execute or to command?
Well, with the, if you go, just that's how he's doing it.
Yeah.
To execute, to do, to command. But it has a sense of producing.
So, yeah, I mean, do merit, make a merit.
Exactly. Once you have something that means to do, then you have to translate it, that verb, in reference to the context. Well, we don't have that in English. We actually use the... Okay, is that good?
Yeah. Wow. That's really helpful.
That was interesting. That was
interesting. Hari Charana Yoho.
Hari Charana Yoho. Prakshit Soryam.
Prakshiptoyam.
Pushpanam.
Pushpanam.
Anjalir Naha.
Anjalir Naha.
Kalyanam Vidhatam.
Kalyanam Vidhatam.
Vidhatam.
Puro, Pita, Desham, Griham, Gatwa, Pratamam,
Padan,
I better break this Sunday. Padan, Avaneni Juhu. Avaneni
Juhu.
Ava.
Ava. Avaneni Juhu.
Ava Neni Juhu. Paschat Samantrakam.
Samantrakam.
Samantrakam. Paschat Samantrakam. Karma Vyadaduhu. Puro Hitaha is the chaplain or family priest in the nominative plural. Tesham, genitive plural from Tud, masculine genitive plural, so of them. Griham is the accusative singular for house. And Gatwa is having gone, indeclinable past participle for gum. Pratamam is either nominative or accusative for first, chief, or earliest. What did I say this is?
First is good.
Yeah. And Padan is
Padan.
From Padan is from Pada, meaning feet.
Yeah.
Accusative plural. And then we have Ava. Now, what did you tell me this was? Ava Neni?
From Nij, right? With Ava with Nij?
Oh, yeah, I did get that. Yeah. Okay, so, and it means to wash, and it's the third gana. It's the past or imperfect third person plural, parasmaipada. They washed. Paschat is an indeclinable meaning after or subsequently.
So Pratamam Paschat, right?
Right. Yeah. First and then later. And the Samantrakam is an adverb meaning by repeating mantras. Karma, which is action, right? Or just
or karma.
What they're doing.
Samantrakam Karma.
Samantrakam Karma.
Yeah.
As the accusative singular. And Vyada Duhu is it's Vienta, and it is the past imperfect third person plural Parasmaipada, meaning executed or did, commanded, whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I came up with for translation is the chaplains or the family priests having gone to their house.
Mm-hmm. The plural, that's right.
First they washed their feet, after which or subsequently then they executed or they did
perform, you can say.
They
performed the ritual.
They performed the samantrakam karma.
Yeah. Everybody see?
Mm-hmm.
Parohitaha.
Parohitaha.
Kesham graham gatwa.
Kesham
graham
gatwa.
Or graham gatwa.
Graham gatwa.
Prathamam.
Prathamam.
Padan.
Padan.
Avane nijuhu.
Avane nijuhu.
Paschat.
Paschat.
Samantrakam karma.
Samantrakam karma.
Vyadatuhu.
The reaction is more symbolic in
you. It might be a little bit. Yeah, I'm getting a kind of
really. I've tried to get rid of it. It's really hard. To
That book has some more?
Yeah.
I can smell it right away.
Oh. Okay. If you touch it, you have it. If you're sensitive, you have it on your hands.
Oh, yeah.
On your hands.
I don't smell it on my hands. I did touch it, though.
Feels such a weird week. I've been cleaning for so many days that I have been cleaning some of those like grossest things.
Oh my God.
I had this horrible like reaction. I can't even hear it that well in my ear right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm just like, I'm hoping it'll go away. If it doesn't.
You know, I bought that book in the ashram.
So cute.
And they had three or four copies and I smelled every one of them.
They were all moldy.
Yeah. I know. I wonder what you could do for that.
I don't know.
Do you have a purifier in here?
No.
A purifier? You know, that really helps. I have one in my room at night.
Really?
Yeah, and it's very little, and it does make noise, but it's so good.
Yeah.
I don't wake up with allergies anymore.
Yeah, I could do it just occasionally, like when things get out of hand.
Yeah.
Like that.
They're little. They look like little miniature, you know,
it's
like the size of a
squirrel.
They're
yeah.
Kind of big things.
It's the noise that would bother me. You don't have to have it on all the time.
No, I put it on when I'm in another room, and then I have it, it sort of purifies the bedroom.
Yeah.
And then when I sleep, it's true. But I like white noise sometimes, so.
Do you?
Are you there?
Yeah. If I'm all by myself, I do something.
Okay, good. Right. Let's go on.
Okay.
Here we go.
No, this isn't the one yet. Well,
no,
this is bad too.
It's
getting worse. Dagasi, Dravinam, Bhuri, Dati, Dari, Dri, I can't even know this is the hidden part. Da, Ridham, Adti, Nam.
Daridriyam.
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 Daridriyam. Arti. Arti Nam. Okay, so I think the first one is. Oh God, is this
problem? Oh, that is singular.
Okay, that is singular. From Da, class Gana 3.
Mm-hmm.
Third person present singular. Rishi is give. And then Dravanam is from wealth, so that would be. The accusative singular. And then Bhuri is an adjective of much wealth. And then now we have the verb da, but it's class 2. I hope that's right. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it is as do.
Do.
Oh. Do to cut.
Well,
No, I'm wrong, right?
That's right.
You're right.
This is why this was
difficult. No, I didn't take it as da.
Like to die of the Sundays. I just know. Okay.
I think it's
da. Da. Third person present singular.
Yeah.
And Then we have daridra, which is the masculine noun for poverty.
Daridriya. Mm-hmm.
Which is the masculine noun for poverty in the accusative singular. And then the verb, the genitive plural of the beggar from the verb artin, which is beggar.
Mm-hmm.
So the translation I have is, he gives much wealth,
mm-hmm,
and cuts, or, you know, ends, cuts the poverty of the beggars. I don't know,
mm-hmm,
better word than that.
Yeah.
Reduces the poverty of the beggar.
All right.
And?
Yeah. Arti is, they have beggar, but arti is also just one who asks for something. It's an arti.
Oh, like arti.
Yeah. So, did you say that? 2 weeks ago in the Gita class.
Let me look up
da and see what other synonyms they use for cutting. I just kept cut because I know it's what it means, what they mean. But you wouldn't say that in English. You're not going to say he cuts the poverty of the poor or the beggars. Maybe this is maybe, but this seems to cut like a dog. One T. First there's five for the getcha T to give the grant. Then two T, dossy, to cut. Then 4P, da yaki, to bind. Then 3, ubayapada, da da ti, to give.
Did I forget that many?
Gosh, there's so many. Anyway, I was just telling you what it's fun about.
So it can be 1P?
Well, so far, let's see, I'm seeing 1P means
2P. Okay.
To give it a grant. 2P, dati, means to cut.
And then 3.
3. 4P means to bind. Da, your tear.
It's listed. 4P is to bind.
Then 3, ubayapada,
okay,
like the dati.
But the class 2,
means
da.
To, that means to, just to cut it, is all it says.
The class 2, da, can mean give?
No, it just means to cut, but I suppose with different, we have to see what different affixes, I mean, upasarga is going to be put there.
So basically it can be 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And with the 3, it means, again, to give, grant, bestow, offer.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of other things also, to give
advice,
a lot of different things.
Right. It's got a lot.
Yeah. And you give all kinds of different meanings of it with different, in connection with different words. You know?
So 4, okay, so I see. I didn't even know that it could be a class 4. That would explain maybe in the next sentence, because we've got some ya in there.
Oh, okay.
Because isn't that class 4 add the ya?
But that...
Or is that...
Oh, that's the effect?
Could be passive.
Avada.
No.
Oh. That's from avadai.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the I becomes Aya.
Okay.
And other die, if you look on page 80, die was Ava, it's that the first pair is my for I becomes Aya, just by regular Sunday.
Page 80 in America.
Yeah.
Die, first pair is my for was Ava, so other die.
I didn't
understand
how that made sense.
You know where I plus the of the first pair is maipada. So then you have I plus a is aya. A is the gana sign. So avadai, I plus gana sign, a plus t. I plus a, the I becomes I.
But wait, I thought I plus a is just I with no...
Aya.
Aya.
No, okay. That's okay. Internal sandhi now. We're internal sandhi. You've got to keep the ya there. Right?
Okay.
In external sandhi, if you have an I, plus an a, or any vowel, in fact, the yakara can drop of the long ah plus ya, the yakara can drop optionally,
right.
But an internal sandhi it can't drop. So then you have I plus a would become aya. So abhidhaya too.
Okay, because I was wondering why that was the verb I had, but then I kept thinking I don't understand the sandhi because I thought I don't understand why it looks the way it looks.
Now do you?
Yeah.
Because the I becomes
I
plus a.
Okay. Well, plus T, right?
Yeah, plus a plus T. The a is the gana sign because it's first pair of mantra. Remember in first pair of mantra.
Yeah.
In the first gana, the gana sign is a.
Right.
Okay. So here you just got simple sandhi. You've got dai of a dai plus a of the gana sign.
Mm-hmm.
I becomes aya. I plus a is aya.
Right.
So that's avadaya ti.
Mm-hmm. And then you add the ti. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So why is it a long?
Because aya. If a would become aya, I becomes aya.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, we're still on 12.
Mm-hmm. You finished, right?
Oh,
that's the second part. That's the second part.
So now we jumped ahead.
Yeah. So that was the second part. Okay. Go ahead.
No, you can go.
Struggle has two parts, doesn't it?
Two lines.
So there's a second line that goes with it.
Oh, okay. It kind of goes on this big litany because it continues, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, just these two lines.
Okay.
That's all you need to do.
All right.
Okay. Two lines.
Okay. So saha avadayati. So here we do then have the root dai. And so with the prefix ava, which this is why I didn't understand, but we'll explain it, I suppose, means to purify or to cleanse,
mm-hmm.
That's one. And then kirtim is feminine noun for fame, kirtim mm-hmm. singular, cha, and then shira, the shiraha means the neuter noun for the head, not to be confused with the other one. Okay, then avadhyati is from do, class 4, parasmai, which when it has the verbal prefix ava means to cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And then vidvisham is from the masculine noun vidvish, which is the enemy, and this is a gender plural. So I said this doesn't make sense to me, but I wrote it as mm-hmm. he purifies the fame and cuts off the head of his enemies.
Right.
So is he purifying the fame of the enemies too, or is he just purifying fame in general for everybody and cutting off the head just of the enemies?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't really know what they meant
by
that either, but that is what it says.
Okay.
What did you say was vidvisham?
Okay, vidvisham is a noun. It is vidvish. It's a masculine noun.
I got that.
And then this is the genitive plural of the enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the head of the enemies, which also didn't make sense to me because I thought it should be plural. Shouldn't it be heads of the enemies?
No, each enemy has one head.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
All right.
So I mean, that was confusing because he purifies fame, but I think I understand what the mean is the fame is.
Since I really wanted to say that he gives fame, but that I couldn't figure out how to make that verb into the da that means fame, that means give.
I just took it as the fame is sattvic, not rajas or tamas.
Okay.
Dharmic, but that's simply what I did with it. We really need more context.
Because if you say that he's cleansing the fame, and you're talking about the fame of his enemies, then it's like he's...
I didn't take it like that. Well, you could. Let's see, if you have the cha placed properly, let's see. He cleanses the fame and cuts off... I think all it says is he cleanses... I just took it as he cleanses the fame and cuts off the head of his enemies. We, in English, we say he cuts off the heads of his enemies.
Right.
I don't think it would say, no, it's not going to say something like he cleanses and cuts off the fame and heads of his enemies. That's not what it is, I don't think.
No, but I wonder if he's cleansing the fame of the enemies. Like, sort of.
He cleanses the fame and cuts off the hair of his enemies. That's a possibility.
Like, you know, like if they were puffed up or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of hard.
That's kind of nice. I like that. I think that makes more sense than anything else we've done. He cleanses the fame and cuts off the head of his enemies, especially with the placement of enemies at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Then it applies to both.
It can apply to both. Okay. Yeah. I like that. Because it makes sense of fame. Mm-hmm. He's cleansing it of these rakshasas. You're in the world, all of these things have fame.
Right.
But some of the fame is for things that don't deserve it.
Right, like infamy.
Yeah, infamy, exactly. So we remove the infamy from the purity.
Yeah.
And that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, that was good.
That's good.
All right, should we
leave
it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's see. Dadati Dravinam Bhuri.
Dadati Dravinam Bhuri.
Dati Daridriyam Artinam. Artinam, I'm sorry.
Dati Daridriyam
Artinam. Let me try again. I did it wrong too. Dati Daridriyam.
Dati Daridriyam
Artinam.
Artinam.
Sovadayati.
Sovadayati.
Kirtincha.
Kirtincha.
Shirovadyati.
Shirovadyati.
Didvisham.
Vidmusham.
Let's take just a little stand-up break. I'm very tired. For our little children.
Yeah.
For our little children.
Yeah. My turn, right?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Where am I? Sandadati.
You're going to take that anuswara as a nasal, right? Sandadati.
Sandadati. Danurjayam.
Danurjayam.
Danurjayam. Yadai Veshuna Shun. Okay, let me just break this down. Is it Yada Eva?
That's what I did.
Okay, Yada Eva Ishun. Rushan Anvitaha Tat Eva Tam Baya.
If you had the yada, how did you break that other one? If you took yada above.
Yada.
Yadaiva, right?
Right.
Yada eva. Then what about the tadaiva?
I thought it was tad eva.
Well,
no.
Well, let's see.
Or tada. It's tada.
I
did.
I took it as tada, yeah.
That's right.
So 15th, the next one?
Sandiyanti Tara Adiyaha.
Okay.
Actually, it's
no.
Dara Dipaha.
Dara
Dipaha.
Dara Ditaha?
Pa.
Paha.
Protectors of the earth.
Okay. So we have sun and plus da to join or cause to attain.
To join is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's the past or imperfect third person singular past maipada.
Imperfect? Where's the imperfect? In the T ending. You've got a reduplication.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. There's a reduplication and then the prefix.
So is it
the
third?
It's not the join, right? Because there's no upa.
Right? What do you mean?
It's a joining to put or lay on the fix on.
Right. I restrict the join, but fix on. They're fixing the arrows on the bow.
No, I know. Oh. What I have, but I was just thinking, I'm thinking, maybe I'm being too anal, but page 79, he says, with some yeah. means to make, but if you want
to. Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
There should be an upa, right?
Yeah. No, I was just meaning the sense of the fix on.
Right. Yeah. I have it as lay, but not to join.
Yeah. What did you say it is?
Okay. There's just, if you have the prefix some, according to the vocabulary, it means to make peace with, to put or lay on, to fix on.
Mm.
And if you have upa and some, then it means to join, to cause.
Okay.
We use it as fix on, then.
Fix on, yeah. Mm.
Fix on?
Or okay. Lay on. Or,
well, he's putting the arrow spike on the string of the bow.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I just, okay.
No, you're correct. I understand what you're doing. Yeah.
Okay. So it's present, third person singular.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have Danuhu, which is a bow, the nominative singular. Well, wait a minute. I guess I had a
compound.
It could be Danu or it could be Danus.
Danus, but Danus in a compound is going to become Danur. Danurjaya.
Okay.
The string of a bow.
Okay.
Bow
so this
string.
Is a compound and the string of a bow, and the next word is bow. And
Jaya means, Danus means bow. Jaya means string.
Right.
Okay.
And so then Jayam is the locative singular.
Right.
So in honor at the string of a bow. And Yada, so when, and Eva, which is only, and then Ishun is from Ishu, which means arrows,
yeah.
Or it's an accusative plural for arrows. And Rushan is anger. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
No, what is it?
Rush.
Okay.
Feminine anger. Rush.
Okay.
And then, so you've got Rush, and then you've got Endija.
Oh,
means to be possessive.
Possessive, so it's a compound.
Well, I actually thought that initially, but then it would be Rush Endija. I took it as Rusha as the instrumental.
Oh, okay.
with Endija, endowed with possessive. Mm-hmm. In governing the instrumental. Did you get that?
Yeah, because it can't be the other one.
It can't be.
It would, the stem, you wouldn't have the long A, right?
That's right.
So,
it has to be just Rusha instrumental,
yeah.
Feminine instrumental, singular, with Endija, endowed with. He's full of anger.
Okay.
Yeah. Enraged or full of anger.
Okay, and Vitaha, is that, that's not in the singular, right?
Mm-hmm. It's actually a past passive participle.
Right,
and
yeah.
Singular.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, from E, right?
Yeah. I don't push E.
Okay. So filled with full of anger. Okay, I got it. Full with anger. Okay. And then Tada, we have, which is then, and Ava, only. Tum, which is masculine accusative singular for him, or that. And then we have Baya. Akantaha. So is that a compound?
Yeah. Baya Akrantaha. I think it's listed here. Baya with Akranta. Mm-hmm. Yeah, second column, top of page 80. Baya Akranta. overcome with fear.
Okay, well, I don't know why I didn't have, I had a question. So it's overcome by fear,
mm-hmm.
and it's nominative plural.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we have some and tea again. So to make peace with, wait a minute. Is that right?
Yes, that's
tea,
right.
Plus six.
Right.
But uh-huh. it means the same thing. Okay. It's similar.
Yeah.
It means the same thing.
So this is so confusing.
Okay. So, and I, present third person plural. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And finally, tara, adipaha. Adipaha, the kings or the lords of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Nominative plural. Okay. So the kings make peace with. So are the kings overcome with fear? Okay.
Because it's nominative plural.
Yeah.
To go with kings.
So the kings who are overcome by fear make peace with him?
Mm-hmm. But remember you've got a yada tada.
Right.
Then only.
Okay.
The kings overcome with fear.
Then only the kings overcome with fear, make peace with him.
Right.
When the string of no, when I don't know what to do with the rest of it.
When you swirl of anger.
Take the subject as he, as being invisible, stuck on the verb.
Okay.
When he
is full of anger.
When he is full of anger.
Uh-huh. Fixes. Fixes the bowstring with arrows.
Fixes the arrows
on the bowstring.
That's locust thing on the bowstring.
On the bowstring.
With that Ava, you okay. could say only when he who's overcome with who is in full of rage, only when he fixes the arrows on the bowstring, then only do the kings now overcome with fear.
Oh, okay.
Do they make peace with him?
Oh,
that's
okay.
why the Ava for Yada Ava, Tada Ava.
Okay.
It's only when he reaches this condition, right? He's enraged and he's now got his bow caught. only then do these kings overcome with fear, make peace with him.
Yeah.
Virginia, you are here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sundadati.
Sundadati.
It's sun.
Sundadati.
Do you know why?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just a habit to see that Anushwara and say sun.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's a bad condition.
Okay, good. Sundadati.
Sundadati.
Janurjayam.
Janurjayam.
Yadai Veshun.
Yadai Veshun.
Vishandataha.
Charana sitta ujjihate
jahite
jah
ujjihate.
Oh, sorry, ujjihate.
longing. Ujjivite.
Ujjivite.
Do you have an e long e either? Jahite.
No, I have a hape.
A hape? I think it's probably hite.
It's
hite.
Yeah, sorry. I must have copied it. Oh no, watch where I just like going crazy. I said it's terrible. Okay, hold on. Oh, God. Cost me a huge
amount of time.
Sorry. I was like, why is this a dual? But I actually made it work with the dual. Okay. Tatya, here, see. That's it. Oh, Suralaya.
Yes.
Okay.
Suralaya.
Oh. No, I was going crazy. All right, na is negative adverb not. Jahati is from ha, to abandon. Third person present singular, he abandons not. Sadacharam is the masculine noun, good conduct. Masculine accusative singular. Saha is he. Sada is the indeclinable always. And then we're given the word charanas sutta, which is bahuvrihi. Praised by the bard.
Not Bahumrahi.
Well, it's a noun.
Yeah.
Praised by the bard.
And in a past, past, and participle, so it'll be just an adjectival compound.
Okay. Okay. And then ut plus jihite, it's from ha, to go. And with ud, it means up, to go upwards, to ascend.
Right.
Well, I had a third person present dual, so I was like,
oh, that would be very
going to work. So what is it? Do you hit the, I don't know.
Third person singular.
Singular, okay.
Because it's often they put a
I thought that he and his fame arose.
Oh,
so I resolved it.
Oh. Yeah.
That's very creative.
I know, I was like, that's it. That's
kind of
like twisting
this. I know, I was desperate. I wasn't my idea. Okay, then Jagat. Neuter noun, nominative singular. Excuse me. Yeah. Well, no, it's accusative singular.
Yeah.
And then Jitva is from Jit, which is class one. It's a gerund Jitva.
Mm-hmm.
It means after conquering the world. Tasya is of him or of that. Then Kiyasihi is the feminine noun for fame, nominative feminine singular. And then Suralayam is the abode of the gods or heaven. It's a accusative singular. So we have, after conquering the world, he, well, I didn't quite know where to put this.
Hey, you know what, I think actually these are two separate sentences.
Mm-hmm. So is it the he in the same sense to the god?
But what about the first sentence?
Okay, well, I'm sorry, the first one, always praised by the bard, he does not abandon good conduct.
I think that is good. That's a good translation.
Okay.
Let's see. The first part is obviously he doesn't abandon good conduct and praised by the bards.
Because that's why I thought it was a behoof review.
The thing is you, I like the translation, but you're, is that right? He... It's an adjective. No, it's not. It's just he who is praised by the bards. Past that, the participle isn't a behoover he.
Right. Okay.
He is praised, right? It's just a simple past participle with a made into a compound by bards. He is praised by the bards. Like if you went, you could go like this. Charanaihi stutaha saha. He praised by the bards. He who is praised by the bards.
That's why always praised by the bards. He does not abandon.
I like it. I'll tell you my problem that I have with this. Sada is adverbial. Right? An adverb won't be going with a participle. So the adverb should go over to the verb.
He always does not abandon the
verb. So now with Sada would be never.
Yeah, he never. Right. Yeah. Okay. So,
he never abandons he. Always, he praised by the bards never abandons. He never abandons, you could say, he never abandons good conduct.
Mm-hmm.
He who is praised by the bards, he He, being one who is praised by the bards, never abandons good conduct.
Okay, I guess I just still get confused from our old days of when I think that something says he who was praised by the bards, I think that means a behoover.
No, it doesn't.
Not, and I've got that in my head. Okay. So it's simply, it's a PPPU. That's how we say it.
Mm-hmm. It's just an it's a compound that has a title.
Girl!
Come on.
Show me real quick.
I'm like a terrible, I've always imagined that my cats have horrible diseases, you know, like I think they eat too much, I'm like, oh, they have a tapeworm, or, but it's really rare, a very rare thing.
Is it okay?
They have to be so freakishly
undernourished. Mm-hmm. Girl, come on in.
Come on,
join us.
Huh. Let's read that one sentence.
Okay.
Najahati Sadacharam.
Najahati Sadacharam.
Sa Sadacharanastutaha.
Sa Sadacharanastutaha.
All right, well, after, so the next sentence I have is after conquering the world.
You could say, but that's the action, you could say having conquered the world.
Oh, yeah, having conquered the world. Having conquered the world, now, of course I had he in his name, but he, well, because he ascends to...
Sankirtihi, what's the subject?
Oh, then his fame ascends to the world, to the abode of the gods.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
having
right.
conquered the world, his fame ascends to the abode of the gods.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Ujjahite.
Ujjahite.
I'm kind of exhausted from doing this. For the next sentences, next week, we'll keep finishing these. So.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been reading through, studying the chapter?
No,
mm-hmm.
I am.
Next, we left off last time on page 73 at the bottom.
Yeah.
Next week, because there's not that many sentences, mm-hmm. we'll finish the sentences quickly, I think.
Okay.
Then we can read through the rest of this.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's